Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Pajamas and goodie boxes to the ready. Tonight is the night when Patrick Keelty hosts the Toy Show. I haven't seen Patrick yet, knocking around the place today, but he is out there, I'm sure, with the sweat soaking into his Christmas jumper. Sometimes I think presenting the Late Late Toy Show is kind of like being Minister for Health, you know. It's a very important job, you know, very prestigious. But would you want it if it was offered to you? Because the pressure, no pressure, Paddy. He's going to be joined by children from across Ireland, of course, for the nation's biggest television event of the year. We've heard from some of them already making their way to Donnybrook. You can expect a fun-filled show filled with spectacular performances, endless magic and surprises around every corner as this season's most talked about toys are unveiled. And hopefully we get that moment where they won't work, because that is part of it as well. Brenda Donoghue visited the set as the final preparations and rehearsals were well underway.
Okay, so listen, we're going to run this from the top, okay? You ready?
Yeah!
Okay, I need full energy. First time on camera, so loads of energy, loads of action. Yeah. Right, let's go. Here
Woo!
We go.
Stuart, I can hardly catch my breath. You're the performance producer here. Can you just explain what the job is, the gig is?
It's a really exciting job. It starts off in May. We kind of have a look at what's in the charts and what are the kids listening to, what's being sent in on the audition tapes. That's actually the really important thing, because that gives us a real flavour of what's out there and what people are listening to. So ultimately, it's to take that and then run with it and add dancers and add musicians and add strings and brass and whatever else we can throw at it, we throw at it.
You've been involved in the Toy Show since you were a child, because you were a Billy Barry kid, as I was myself.
And, many moons ago.
Many moons ago, but I remember you performing on the Toy Show as a child.
Oh, listen, you know
what it's like
it's
for these
a real,
kids.
Yeah, it's a real full circle moment. But what it really makes me feel is that I know what it's like. But the most important thing is I look back on those days and the memories that I have. So ultimately our job now is to not only make it great television and to make it great for people that's sitting at home, the most important thing I feel is to make sure that every child leaves here on the night of the show having had the best experience ever and with a memory that will last them as long as my memories have lasted, which is basically all my life.
Well done, guys, that was brilliant. Now, anyone with mics, if you head right down to our sound team and they'll take off your mics.
Well done.
Just finishing rehearsals, we have Gwen Darcy and our mum Lorna. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, Gwen, you can't say what you're doing except you are part of a fabulous big number.
Well, like, I've always wanted to be in the Toy Show since I was, like, 2. I love singing and we watch it like every single year and I'm always like, oh, can you please put me on to the Toy Show? And this year my mum was just like, you know what, we might as well. When we got the call back, we were all excited. I headbutted my dad in the in the chin.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's what dads are for, isn't it?
Yeah. I told like a lot of my friends because like they've always kind of had me back.
In what way, Gwen, would they have your back? That's a beautiful thing to say.
Like, say I'm sad, like, all my friends kind of help me.
And Mum Laura, you are watching your daughter with such pride.
Yeah.
And we get it.
Oh, it just means the world to us. So myself and my husband, Kieran, and her brother, Noah, every year we get the Toy Show jammies, we get the Toy Show boxes and make the sweets, we bring our duvets down and we all watch the Toy Show. We're so proud of Gwen as well. She's always been a great singer. She's great confidence. And I keep telling her this is her year to shine.
Gwen, you must have blown them away with the audition tape. What did you do?
I sang Tomorrow from Annie.
Would you sing us a little blast of it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Wow. That's why you're on the Toy Show.
Nice things.
I won't sit in the stool because my legs are too short.
I can definitely help you up there if you want to do that.
Oh, no, not that bad.
No? Okay,
that's
fine.
Okay. Patrick Keelty, I have just been in there watching the rehearsals. I'm an emotional wreck. You're an emotional man. What are you going to be like?
I have no idea what I am going to be like. There's a thing
when you're putting this show together and there's so many moving parts, and so you concentrate on all the production things and all the TV things, and we got to make this item work and that item work, and that's not what the show's about. At the heart of it, there's going to be moments on this show where a kid looks at you and they say something that you're not going to expect, or they'll look at their friend and there'll be a moment between them. I'm gone already, just even talking about, I'm the wrong host for this show. Like, I really just need to be stuck on a sofa somewhere with a pair of pajamas and a box of hankies. So the fact that in the middle of this, it's, I feel very lucky.
So 26 million raised over all the years of the toy show, 500 charities. And you're going to do a lot of good tonight. Now, I know it's everybody else, but you're going to be driving that. Does that sit easily with you?
I am a very, very small part of that. I think that the generosity of the Irish people, if you look at the times we are living in, if you look at a lot of people will tell you that the world is a selfish place. Times are hard. And for people who actually are trying to plan their own Christmas and make ends meet and try to give people a special Christmas themselves, the idea that they're going to watch a show and decide, you know what, I'm going to do something for somebody else, that blows my mind every single time. You know, I was lucky enough to, you know, visit a few of the projects this year, and so that idea that the toy show is a few hours for one night, it goes on throughout the year. The difference that it makes to those kids, that is a very, very special thing. And to be even a tiny part of that is, you know, it means a lot. There's a moment after the show when we come off air and you say, thank you very much, good night. And the audience leave and everybody else leaves. The studio goes quiet. And I always like to walk back in, just sit at the back in the audience and sort of look at the pitch the way that you sometimes do if you're at a football match, to realize that you were out there and you were able to be a tiny part of it. It's just a privilege.
Okay, so listen, that's the last time you've ran it for camera. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Did you smile?
Yeah.
Right, you need to go, you need to rest, because the next time you're going to do it is going to be in front of over a million people. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, fantastic. Makes you very excited for it. Good luck to Patrick and all the young performers on tonight, because that's who it's really about, isn't it? And wherever you are in the world, you can watch it 9:35 p.m. on RTE1 and RTE Player. And for the little ones, it's repeated on RTE1 on Sunday at 3:10 p.m. So you'll be able to do that as well. It'd be wrong not to play a little Christmassy song now, wouldn't it? Ed Sheeran featuring the wonderful Elton John. Merry Christmas, everybody. 51551 for texts.